So welcome to our quarterly member meeting. I have some information to share, and I have some questions to ask. So hopefully this will be a nice meeting for everyone. Let me just start by sharing information about our retreat center fundraising campaign. We're doing pretty well. We have now raised $102,304.76. So that's in 2 years, because we started this campaign in November of 2014. So again, $102,304.76. And one plan that we've always had with the Retreat Center campaign is to, when we buy something or build something, to pay cash, not to have a mortgage. And there are a couple reasons for that. One is that, of course, when you have that mortgage, you have this extra pressure, you could say, to have enough people coming and paying that you can pay that mortgage, because if you don't, you can lose that property. And what could happen with that kind of a thought is that, you know, we could somehow slip into doing things for the wrong reason, trying to attract people in order to pay the mortgage, for example, in order to not lose the property, for example. And we don't want to do anything for the wrong reason. I don't know if you guys know, but my salary with Awakening Together is donated by one person, and it has been since prior to Awakening Together. One thing that I know to be true is I feel no pressure for donations. You know, I still like to see donations. I have other people to pay now. I pay Jacqueline, I pay Ken, I pay Cheryl. You know, we have bills to pay around the softwares that we use. You know, so in that way, you know, I still want to see the donations, and we'll talk a little bit about how that's going in a little bit. But the personal pressure, you know, that the me would get involved in is not there, since in a way, my salary is provided differently. Well, it's the same kind of thing with this. It would become a personal pressure for whoever. I don't know that I'll be the one involved with the retreat center, but whoever is managing the retreat center, there would be this personal pressure not to lose the retreat center. So if we know that the retreat center is paid for, if it's free and clear, then whoever it is that is managing the retreat center, they won't be tempted to slip into that way of thinking. They can stay very genuine and just do things because it feels guided to do it, and not because they have to attract a certain number of dollars. Although, again, with that, there will still be expenses. There will be electricity and you know, taxes and different things, but it will just be lighter. It will be different. So $102,000 is not enough money to, you know, go out and buy a, you know, five-bedroom house or something. However, it is enough money that if we should choose to, we could buy land. We have not made a decision that we will or will not buy land. We just now recognize that's a possibility, that one way we could go with this is that we could buy land and then continue to raise money and then build. And so we have put together a subcommittee so that if some properties come up that look genuinely interesting, that, you know, maybe we should go that route, buy the land, this subcommittee would be responsible for doing due diligence on that, for investigating that possibility and making a recommendation to the board of directors if we should buy land. The people on the subcommittee are Lisa Hester. Lisa Hester is our treasurer, Awakening Together's treasurer on the board of directors. But she's also a contractor, so she knows all about buying and developing land. So she's a great person for two reasons to have on the team. Also, Phil Frisk. Phil Frisk is the chairman of the board for Awakening Together. He also lives in Colorado, so if we got really serious, although he's about 6 hours away, if we got really, really serious about a piece of property, he could jump in his car and drive over and look at it pretty easily. In addition to that, if we get to the point where we're buying houses, you know, maybe when we're in the $200,000 to $250,000 range, maybe there'll be a house that needs some work, but that we're interested in. Phil used to flip houses, meaning he bought houses, improved them, and sold them for more money. So he would have a real good eye looking at that as well if we ever come to that option. So he's a good person to have on the team. Jacqueline Eckert is on the team. She is a lawyer, and it's possible that when we get into talking to zoning boards about wanting to have a retreat center in their area, that we may need a legal mind involved in those discussions. So she's a good person to have on the team. And then I'm on the team, and I'm the one who lives here. I'm the one who knows the area, and I'm also the one who, according to the bylaws, can sign a contract on behalf of Awakening Together. Now, I couldn't sign this type of a contract without the board of directors' approval, but I am the one who can sign the contract. So I'm the fourth person on the team. So it's a pretty good team to start looking into possibilities for land purchases or not to purchase and to continue raising money and maybe purchase a house later. So again, the team is Lisa Hester, Phil Frisk, Jacqueline Eckert, and Regina. So that's the subcommittee. So do we have any questions before I move on to the next thing on my agenda? Do we have any questions about the retreat center, the fundraising campaign? One thing I will tell you is that I did talk to a realtor about some land. That didn't work out, but I did talk to a realtor about some land. And when I mentioned that we wanted it for a retreat center, I got a very strong reaction from her saying that the zoning board in that area would never allow it because there's not enough water in the area and a retreat center would take too much water. And, of course, we aren't imagining something big like the Franciscan Retreat Center in Colorado Springs. We're imagining something more the size of a house. So one thing that the trustees are talking about right now is maybe changing the name from the Retreat Center fundraising campaign to something else that doesn't give the impression of this big, big building. You know, something that is, you know, gives the right impression when we are talking to zoning boards and such. So you might see a name change very, very soon. In fact, the trustees will be talking about this tomorrow night. So just keep your eyes open. If there is a name change, we will make an announcement about that. All right, then I'll just move on to our overall financial status. We did have two retreats this year. We had a winter retreat and we had a fall retreat. And we did make some money on those retreats. But what we did this year was we took all of the money that we made on the retreats and put it towards the retreat center campaign. So that money helped to get us to this $102,000. But it didn't stay in the operational budget, which is where we pay our salaries and our other bills. So as a result of not keeping that money in the operational budget, we're kind of looking at a horse race right now. I cannot tell you right now, even though we only have a month to go, I cannot tell you right now whether we will break even this year or not. Or maybe be, you know, a couple of $1,000s below breaking even, or if we get a lot of donations and happen to be a couple $1,000s above breaking even, I won't know that until the end of the year. It's gonna be a close call. However, that doesn't mean that we're in any kind of trouble because we, ever since Foundation for the Holy Spirit was founded back in 2006. Every year has always been in the black. We've never had a year that we've lost money. We've never even had a year that we broke even. We've never had a year as close as this year. So because we've now had 10 years of always having some money left at the end of the year, that has kind of added up in the bank to where we do have some money. So if we have a year where we lose a little bit of money, it's okay. We are financially healthy enough to take that. It's not a problem for us. You know, if we didn't have any money in the bank, then that might be a big deal. We might not be able to pay somebody. And of course, I'm the one who would not be paid. I would be the one who would volunteer for that. But we're not going to have that problem. So at the end of the year, we'll do the financial report, and we'll see where we end up. But it's going to be close this year. So your donations are still helpful. You know, if we want to aim for that break-even point, we could use some donations this month. But again, we're okay no matter what. So it's not a big deal in a way. It's not a big deal. Are there any questions about our overall financial status? And by the way, just to let you know, we do have more people on salary now than ever before. We have Jacqueline Eckert as the Vice President Minister working and being paid for 15 hours a week. We have Ken Gibson as the Sanctuary Director working and being paid for 30 hours a week. And then we have Cheryl or Gloria, our two assistant sanctuary directors. Between the two of them, they're paid for 20 hours a week. So we do have some employees who we are paying. But it seems fair that if you're asking people to put forth that many hours out of their week and you're asking them to do very specific duties, whether they like it or not, right? That's the way it is when you're an employee. You're getting paid. That's why we want you to do this. It's not like a volunteer where volunteers kind of do what they like to do. And sometimes if they don't like it, they say, I don't really feel like doing that. But an employee is, you know, they have a job description and they're being paid. And so if you're asking someone to really do a particular job in a very specific way, and to give so many hours of their week and, you know, treat them like an employee, you might as well pay them like an employee. At least that's the way it feels to me. It feels generous to do it that way. So we do have four people on staff. So Regina, Jacqueline, Ken, Cheryl, and then Gloria as a substitute when Ken or Cheryl aren't available for some reason. All right, the next thing I wanted to talk about is the Awakening Together Radio. You guys may have seen that the Awakening Together Radio is now running 24/7. So whenever the sanctuary is open, it is broadcasting the sanctuary. But when the sanctuary is closed, it is broadcasting teachings, music, documentaries, sometimes a little bit of humor like Puppet G or something like that. But there's always something playing, and primarily I or sometimes Jacqueline, we're the ones who are selecting the programming. So there's lots of good programming on Awakening Together Radio. So if you haven't had the chance to check it out when the sanctuary is closed, please check it out. We're hearing really good things from people who are checking it out. People seem to really enjoy the programming choices. There is a wide variety of teachers. And you may not like all of them. Whenever there's a wide variety, you may occasionally hear a teacher you don't like. That's okay. Just come back and try later because there may be another one that you resonate with more. I do want to tell you that even though the radio is on 24/7 now, the radio is going to be down, in other words, not on December 16th and 17th. For 2 days, we will have no radio. And the reason for that is that Ken and Rebecca Gibson are moving to Pueblo. And right now the radio is at their house in California. When Ken drives out here, he will be unplugging the radio machine, putting it in his car or U-Haul or whatever he's using, and he will for 2 days be driving here. So for 2 days, that radio will be unplugged. Therefore, we will have no radio. However, I will provide a YouTube list with the same types of teachings and stuff, and I'll give you all a link to that through the daily update. And if over that weekend, those 2 days, if you want to go in and listen to the teachings on our YouTube list, you can do that. We also have a music list, which you can listen to. So there will still be something available to listen to. But, yeah, Ken and Rebecca have a house that is about 3 minutes from my house, just right up the road, not far at all. And I will actually be physically there on their behalf on December 16th to get their cable and their internet hooked up. And Ken will be arriving the next day. So, yeah, they're going to be living right here in Pueblo very, very, very soon. And I think at first they'll kind of be in both places, right? I think Rebecca still has some responsibilities in California. So at first they'll kind of be in both places. But I think the plan is to get all the way here. I don't know, Ken, Rebecca, do you guys want to say anything about your move to Pueblo? If you do, just stick up your hand and I'll be happy to pass the mic over to you. It was very sudden and a big surprise to me. All right, Rebecca, the mic is yours.
Let's see, we have an echo here. It was sudden, it seemed, but we've actually been talking about it for 2 years. And we had family, both on Ken's family and my family, that seemed to be where we were tied up with their needs and taking care of that. And then every time Ken said, well, we can just do this, I froze and just said, no. However, in December after the retreat, I had talked to Regina at the retreat about here's what it would take for me to really be open to moving. Came home from that, and honestly, in 3 weeks, everything that I had listed to her about family needs, what to do with our home here, etc., simply fell away. Or, as you say, the dominoes just started falling. And they couldn't be stopped. It just was a flow. And the next thing I knew, I was on a plane to see the one house that we thought fit our needs. Saw it, flew up, flew back in a 3-day turnaround. And things have progressed ever since. So it's when you're willing and spirit moves. And I think the thing not to do is close my ears and heart to that. And Ken would agree. So I will release the mic.
Yes, I have new neighbors coming. Yeah. So as I was saying, so Awakening Together Radio is on 24/7, but it will be down on December 16th and 17th while Ken is moving to Pueblo. And there will be an announcement coming out to remind you all of that. Also, there's another closed day coming up. You all saw that we closed down for Thanksgiving so that everyone could focus on their families, all of our speakers and staff. We're actually going to close down on Christmas Day as well for the same reason. We're going to close down so that our speakers and staff can be with their families. Now, a couple of people made a couple of different comments to me about this. One was, we can't close down on Christmas. We're a church, but we're not a Christian church. So, so we can. Also, we are not closing down because it's a Christian holiday. You know, like the businesses close down because it's a Christian holiday. We're closing down because of the tradition in this country of most people spending that day with families. And, you know, I have been involved with Pal Talk now for 11 years, and lots of people cancel their teaching slots on days like Thanksgiving and Christmas. And the admins are left needing to play lots of recordings or fill lots of space. And we just know that people have other things to do. And so we're honoring that. And this is why we're closing down on Christmas Day. Now, it is possible that some of the trustees may want to open for a brief time on Christmas Day to have some kind of a ceremony. That was mentioned at the last meeting. And tomorrow I'm going to see if somebody does want to do that. And if so, we will announce that. It would be open for an hour or so for some kind of a ceremony if they want to do that. So we'll see how that discussion goes, see if somebody wants to take that responsibility. But the regular programming that we have on Sundays from 9:15 in the morning until 10:30 at night, that is all not going to happen, including our weekly gathering, will not be happening on Sunday, December 25th, so that people can just do whatever it is that they do with their families. Also, Christmas is the fourth Sunday of the month, and typically on the fourth Sunday of the month, we have our movie group, but again, we're going to be closed. So our movie group is being moved to January 1. We are going to be open on New Year's Day. We're not closing down on New Year's Day. So January 1, I think we have it on the schedule at 9 p.m. right now, but you can check the schedule. I think it's January 1 at 9 p.m. Eastern Time is going to be our movie group. So that's just 1 week later. And, yeah, the movie this month is A Beautiful Mind. So there's something that you can do over the slow period over the holidays is watch that movie. And that's one of my favorite movies as well. I haven't seen it in years, but it's one of my favorite movies. Another thing that I have to announce, and I did announce this a little bit this morning. It has kind of happened spontaneously that I talked about it during our fellowship hour after the weekly gathering. So some of you guys already know this. But starting on January 10th, which is a Tuesday night, Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, I am going to start sharing a new program called Consistent Gentle Healing. That's the name of the program, Consistent Gentle Healing. And it will begin, again, January 10th at 8 p.m. And this is going to be a little different than anything I've ever done before. In the past, in spite of the fact that I've done a lot of teaching here and even traveling and teaching and having a study group, NTI study group here in Pueblo, in spite of all of that, one thing that I have never done before is taken on what I would call students. Sometimes people have said that Regina is their teacher, but I have never taken on students. Friends, yes, lots and lots of friends, but never students. However, at the fall retreat, something began bubbling up in me very strong, and that was that it was time for me to teach a group of people. Whoever wants to be the group of people, I'm not selecting the group, but it is time for me to teach a group of people. And I'm going to say, take them to where I'm at. Take them to where I'm at, or at least help them. You know, I can't actually bring anyone to where I'm at. Each one has to do that on their own. But I do have lots of experience. I have walked this walk genuinely myself. And I can help others walk this walk if they are ready. So if you want to go from whatever state of mind you currently have, which might involve things like still holding grievances, still worrying, feeling anxious, doubting yourself, maybe self-hatred, unworthiness, maybe guilt, you know, all of that stuff that we know is not enlightened. All of that stuff that we know is, you know, what some people call darkness. You know, getting angry, jealous, you know, just whatever, feeling addicted, maybe even just to food or TV or whatever. If you want to move from that to open joy, a sense of freedom, a sense of peace, genuine peace, love for everyone, literally, without exception, love for everyone. I don't know how to describe this. I call it the other side of the tunnel. Like if you walk through a tunnel and you come out in the light on the other side and you feel much lighter as a result. If you would like to do that, then you might be interested in this group because that's what I'm going to help people do. I'm going to help people walk through a very genuine healing process, but it will require a commitment on the part of those who want to be the students in this group. And by the way, I'm calling myself a temporary teacher because I don't have the intention of doing this forever. My intention is to help enough people through the tunnel that they can then become genuine teachers and help others through the tunnel because they have walked it. And then, as far as I know, once I help one group through, I think walk away in some way, disappear in some way, be done in some way. I feel like I will be complete. So my job is to get a group of people to the point where they do not need me as the teacher, which is why I call myself a temporary teacher, to get them to the point where that they are then honestly and genuinely available to help others because they know the way because they've walked it themselves. So if you are interested in that, again, this starts on Tuesday, January 10th at 8 p.m. Eastern, and it will be every Tuesday for as long as it lasts. And again, I am looking for committed students. But if you're not committed, you can still come and listen. It's not a closed group. It's going to be right here in the sanctuary. And by the way, it's really going to be in two places at once, because I'm going to be doing this in Ken and Rebecca's new Pueblo living room, and people here in Pueblo are invited to come to their living room. You know, there's only a few of us, but come to their living room and be live. So there could be a very small live group. And then also it will be in Pal Talk at the same time. And it will be right here in the sanctuary. Nothing to sign up for. You just come. And it will also be recorded if there's someone who is truly interested in this, but they simply cannot be here at that time. There will be recordings. But if you can be here, I recommend that you be here. I think there will be something about the group dynamic, about the live interaction, that is going to be very, very helpful. And Jacqueline is saying there will be homework. Yeah, there's going to be stuff to do. I mean, you don't make that journey without taking steps. And I don't have a plan. I'm going to let the plan come from spontaneity. Is there a cost? There's not a cost for this program. No. As always, Awakening Together appreciates your donations. But no, nothing directly associated with this program. This is given freely. Awakening Together always appreciates your donations. Like I said, we do have people on staff and we do have bills. And if you really feel that, that you're being helped and that you would like to donate, we love your donations. But there's no direct relationship between this program and donations. I won't even be noticing if the people in the program donate. I would never even look to see. 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. Yes, Nancy. And I noticed someone here in the room named Beloved is saying, I'm starting to think that one is born awake. I'm just going to put it this way. Aliveness is awakeness. However, if you are not genuinely joyous, honestly joyous, and in love with everyone, this will be helpful to you. I don't care whether you call yourself awake or not awake. Those terms are unimportant to me. I think it'd be great if the word awake just kind of fell off the planet. That word means nothing to me at all. The question is, what is your experience? Are you happy? Do you have grievances, regrets, self-hatred, unworthiness, fears, anxieties? You know, that's what you want to look at. Forget about labels like awake and not awake. They mean nothing. So are there any questions about this program, Consistent Gentle Healing, that will be starting on January 10th? All right, and there will be announcements as well. So you will have questions, yeah. Will there be homework prior? No. The very first time we'll show up and just see what happens the very first time. So just show up on the 10th and take it from there. All right? And I agree that we do not want to deny our pain. I'm not going to help anyone deny pain. But I will help you get to where you don't need pain anymore. All right, so the next thing I want to do is ask you guys some questions, which means I need you to answer me in some way, hopefully, in order to give me feedback, because I'm going to be looking for your feedback. So what you can do is just type on the board, or if someone wants to put up their hand and take the mic and share, they can do that. But, the member board of trustees and the leadership subcommittee, we really, when we are talking about awakening together and making the decisions we make about awakening together. We are really your representatives. And so in order to genuinely be your representatives, we need to, in some way, check in with you every now and then and see if we are doing what feels most helpful to you. So I have a couple of questions for you. My first question is, we've made a lot of changes since August. Starting September 1, we've reduced the schedule completely. We've got some new teachers. Some of the teachers that were there before are still there, but there's been a lot of change in the last 3 months. So my first question is, generally, how do you feel about the Awakening Together schedule, the Awakening Together programming? Is it good for you? Is there something that you feel needs to change about the programming that's on the schedule? And if you don't want to answer this now, you could send me an email. But that's my first question. Do you have any feedback about what's happening in our programming? So I'll just pause for a moment and see if anybody types anything or puts their hand up. Okay, so I'll just read for the recording. So Dolores is saying, good for me. Rebecca is saying, I like the variety. I encourage people to get involved. It's scary, but it's all good. Any other feedback just on the general schedule? My questions after this will be more specific. I know that more specific questions are easier to answer, but I wanted to have an open question as well. Okay, then one thing that we started in March of this year is what we call the Common Ground mini-series. Oh, wait, let me read what Beloved has written. Oh, never mind, that's not about the schedule. Okay, so one thing that we started in March was about the Common Ground mini-series. You may remember that our very first speaker was Martha Creek. I don't know if I can go down the list and name all of them. We have had Gina Lake. We've had Carrie Triffitt. We've had Craig Villarubia. We've had Nirmala. Right now we're having Regina Don Akers. And the miniseries, you'll remember, it is being offered on a donation basis. In fact, it's the only program that we have directly linked to donations. What we do is we receive the donations from you, and then we give 100% of that to the miniseries guests. And again, they sometimes are here for 4 weeks, sometimes 6 weeks, sometimes 8 weeks. They give us quite a bit of themselves, so it feels really good to be able to give them a gift back for doing that. When we first started the miniseries, the donations were fairly generous. But as the mini-series continued, the donations started dropping down, dropping down, dropping down, quite low. So I just want to know if there's a reason for that. I want to know, are you all not happy with the mini-series? Are you just getting tired of donating? Or do you think the mini-series should go away? Do you want the mini-series to continue? Do you find it valuable? I'd like to know how you feel about the miniseries. Okay, Nancy says she loves the miniseries. Kathy says ditto. Okay, Rebecca says she loves the miniseries. Sometimes she forgets about the donation. We'll do our best to give you guys a kind reminder. Phil says, I liked what part of them I was able to listen to. Dolores says she goes to bed around 9, which I understand. Of course, these are recorded, And if you're interested enough, you could listen to the recordings. Is there anyone here that that feels that the mini series is not valuable and that we should just stop doing it? Like it's not worth it. Nancy says, I felt drawn to the first several and now yours, but missed several in between. And is that because you were busy or because you simply weren't interested in those teachers in between? One thing you all can always do, by the way, is you can send me requests for who you would like to see in a miniseries. Now, of course, I need to invite them, so they may say yes or no. But if there are people you would like to see, feel free to email me and let me know. Nancy's saying she didn't feel called to listen to some in between, and she was busy. Rebecca's saying, is it possible to replay the miniseries at a time when we don't have a speaker? Yes, that's possible. I will say someone was listening to the Jeannie Lake miniseries just recently and saw the link along with the recording to go and donate and went to donate and then couldn't donate to Gina Lake. And that's true. You can only donate to the current miniseries teacher. If you happen to be listening to the audios 6 months later, the link won't work anymore. The link is always for the current miniseries teacher. And then at the end of their miniseries, I do a report which shows how much was donated and I send them again 100% of the money. So for now, I'm not hearing anyone say, you know, I don't like the miniseries, please stop. I'm not getting a lot of feedback from a lot of you. I don't know if that's disinterest or if you just don't feel like typing on the board. But for right now, I will continue to move forward. Oh, Kathy has her hand up. Kathy, the mic is yours.
Sometimes for me, it's just the time of day that it is, and it's like around dinner time and gathering time with family. So unless my attention can be fully focused on it, sometimes I'm kind of in and out with it. I'll have it on, but I'm not. I don't feel like I'm fully engaged with it because there's other stuff going on, and yeah. I'd rather be fully engaged, so I choose to listen to it later. Via the recording, I try to catch it as often as I possibly can, but, you know, family does matter too, so it's just that time of day that's a little bit challenging, and the donation part of it, like Becky, sometimes I just forget, but I feel like I've been fairly consistent with that, but I'll try to do better, so I do enjoy it, and I have found it to be very helpful, some more so than others, so thank you very much.
Yeah, there are a couple of people that are very consistent with the donating. But again, a couple of people. When often there's like, 17 people in the room. And again, I don't know if you guys remember, but we tried to create a recommended donation that anyone could afford. I think we recommended anywhere between $2 and $10 a week. $2 a week is not much if you value the teaching. And, if we're able to show that we value the teaching, it's possible that we'll be able to get better and better teachers if this still interests you. Let me see. What other questions have we got? We should talk about how to change the donation system for people who listen at a later date. Maybe we could advise them that they may send a check. I would say that after the program is over, the best thing to do would be go to that person's website. I don't think I want to publish anybody's addresses on the website or anything. And I won't be sending people checks. So you can't send a check to me and get it forwarded after I've done that report and done that. You would be on your own to send them a check, go to their website, make a direct donation. We could put a note maybe in there saying that. But yeah, after I send the check, I don't get involved in doing reports on that person and sending checks again. It just creates a lot of work. I would have to be doing reports all the time to see if anybody added a new donation. It would be endless work. So, there is a link with the recording asking you to donate. Yeah, there is a link with the recording inviting people to donate. And again, if you want to donate later, just go directly to them and donate. And can we get Michael Langford for a mini series? Not that I know of right now. Michael has kind of pulled back into his reclusiveness for now. So we'll see what happens. But right now, that doesn't look possible. So, but yes, please send me suggestions. You know, and again, some of them will work out and some of them won't, but I'm very, very interested in your suggestions for who you would like to see as a miniseries. The best way for me to get the people that you like is, that you want to hear is for you to write and tell me who they are. And, you know, I can email Michael and ask him. I will do that, Allie. I just don't know that he'll say yes right now. We'll see. Maybe. Maybe he's ready to come back. But I will write to him tomorrow. All right. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is the satsang. As you know, we have a satsang guest every month. So I just wanted to let you know, I think that you all probably also enjoy the satsangs. You seem to be showing up for them. But I wanted to let you know that if there is someone that you would like to request for the satsang, you can write to Jacqueline. And by the way, if you don't know Jacqueline's email, you can also just always go to Awakening Together and fill out the contact form, and I would forward it to her. So if you want to request a particular satsang guest, please feel free to do that. You know, we do our best to try and kind of figure out who you guys might be interested in. But if you just tell us, that makes it a lot easier. So please feel free to let us know. My next question is, how do you feel about the programs that we are recording? We record and post some of the programs. We can't do them all. Again, it results in a lot of work. And we do pay our employees and we do have a budget. So, you know, there's all these other things that need to be thought about. You know, sometimes people say, well, just record everything, but we just can't. So we do have to be selective in what we're recording. Let me just go to the website and tell you what we are recording now, just in case you haven't looked lately. But I want to know generally how you feel about what we're recording. Is there something that you are truly interested in having us record that we are not recording and posting? And we'll see if we could add that, if it's something that everyone really wants. So here's what we record right now. We record a Course of Love group, which is on Wednesday mornings with Carrie Christensen. We record Between the Lines, which is on Thursday evenings with Gloria. She reads from a book and then, you know, shares based on the book that she is reading, which is why it's called Between the Lines. Something new we've just added, it's called Developing Trust Interviews. Cheryl interviews someone different each Wednesday evening here in the sanctuary, and she's had some pretty good guests. She had Maureen Muldoon this last week. She had John Mundy a few weeks ago. So she has a lot of different guests. I think she has Maria Felipe coming up this coming week, I think. So we've decided to start recording that, and we're calling that Developing Trust Interviews. So that's now coming out. Growing with NTI, that is Jacqueline and her husband Tom teaching from NTI and sharing from their experience. From Eastern Wisdom, that is Rev. Helen Avery on Monday evenings. She was doing the Bhagavad Gita. Is she still doing the Bhagavad Gita? I don't know. Is she still doing the Bhagavad Gita? She's really great to listen to. I haven't been able to lately because I've been traveling too much. But when I have been able to listen to Helen, I really enjoy listening to her. Also, Jesus and Gina Lake, who are here on Wednesdays. We have that recorded and posted. The Michael Langford study group from Wednesday nights with Jay McCormick and myself. And then also the Regina Dawn Akers teachings. However, I think that's going to change, if it's okay with you guys. What I've been putting there are my 7 steps and my guiding light recordings, but those are also on the Regina Dawn Akers website. So I think once we start this new thing in January, I'll probably quit posting the 7 steps and the guiding light on Awakening Together. I'll just leave those on reginadawnakers.com. And what we'll post of the Regina Dawn Akers teaching on Awakening Together will be the consistent gentle healing. That's what will go there. So that's everything that we're recording and posting now, plus, of course, our weekly gathering, featured talks that we sometimes have on Sunday night, like the speaker spotlight, our mini-series, and our satsangs. So is there anything else that you guys really feel strongly that we should be recording and posting that we aren't recording and posting? Are you finding anything of interest? I know, you know, different people are interested in different things, but are you finding anything of interest in what we are recording and posting? You don't have to tell us which one, but, you know, are you happy that we record and post some things, and are you finding them useful, I guess? All right, good. So we'll continue the act of recording and posting, and we do our best to determine what might be of interest to you all. But again, we're always open to your feedback because sometimes it feels a little bit like guesswork. So we love your feedback. Always feel free to write to us from the Awakening Together website using the contact form and let us know how you feel about, you know, everything that we're doing. All right, then I guess the next thing I would like to share with you all is that we are having another fall retreat in 2017, and our speakers have been selected and they have accepted. So the next thing I will begin doing soon is building those web pages so that people can begin to register. I also have to figure out the budget so I know what to charge. I haven't done that yet either, so I have to do that too. And for those of you who don't know, we don't make lots and lots of money on our retreats. We go pretty low. We try to charge you as little as possible so that more people can come. But I do have to, you know, pay speakers. I have to pay people for flying, you know, the speakers for flying, and a volunteer or two or three for flying in. And I have to, of course, pay the retreat center. So we do have to charge. So I have to sit down and figure out what all of our expenses are so that I can figure out how much to charge. That's the budget. But we do keep it pretty close. We keep the price as low as possible with the expenses that are being considered. But anyway, our speakers for the 2015 fall retreat. First of all, the dates of the 2017 fall retreat. I think I said 15. 2017 fall retreat. First of all, the dates for our 2017 fall retreat are October 20th, which is a Friday, through October 29th, which is a Sunday. So it's really 2 weekends and the week in between. Again, that is Friday, October 20th, to Sunday, October 29th. And as usual, we're going to have 3 retreats. And you can sign up for 1, 2, or all 3. That seems to work really well for everyone, so we're doing that again. What we're doing a little differently is we're not starting any retreats in the evening. This year we started the Regina Dawn Akers retreat on Sunday night, and we started the John Mark Stroud retreat on Friday night. And it was obvious that everybody was tired. People had traveled that day, and, you know, they were just dead tired. So we've decided not to begin the speaker portion of the retreat in the evening. We will still do something, something a little lighter, maybe getting to know each other, maybe watching a movie. So the retreat will begin Friday night, October 20th, but it will be a soft start. Gina Lake will actually start at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday the 21st. So that's when everybody's fresh after a good night's sleep. Gina Lake retreat is going to be 2.5 days. So this is a little different than in the past. We're not going to end that retreat at noon on Sunday. We're going to end that retreat at noon on Monday. So the Gina Lake retreat will be all day on Saturday the 21st, all day on Sunday the 22nd, and then it will end at noon on Monday the 23rd. So that's our first retreat, Gina Lake. The second retreat during the week will be, again, Regina Dawn Akers, and I'll probably use the same format that I've used the last 2 years. People seem to really like that, which means there will be field trips in the afternoon. I've already started selecting some places that are new that we can go to during the retreat. So the Regina Dawn Akers retreat will begin on Tuesday morning, October 24th. It will be all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday, and until lunch on Thursday the 26th. So again, another 2.5 days. And then the next retreat is going to be Bob Ferguson and Tess Hughes together. And Bob Ferguson and Tess Hughes will start on Friday morning, October 27th. They'll go all day Friday, all day Saturday, and until lunch on Sunday. So another 2.5 day retreat. So it's 3 different 2.5 day retreats. Now, for those of you who don't know Gina Lake, she's pretty easy to get to know because she does teach here in the sanctuary regularly now. She's here on Wednesdays. Whoops. Hawaii's calling.
Oh,
you can't even turn it off. All right. Like somebody in Hawaii wanting spiritual community in Pueblo. We'll call her back later. So Gina Lake, as I said, she's here during every Wednesday at 1:30 Eastern Time. Plus, we do post her recordings on our menu bar so you can look underneath audios, sanctuary highlights, and find Gina Lake's recordings. She's the author of several books, but some of the best-known books are The Jesus Trilogy, A Heroic Life, and In the World But Not of It. And then she's actually working on a new book, which she expects to have out before the fall retreat, and that is called All Grace. And then Bob Ferguson and Tess Hughes, if you want to get to know them, they have been satsang guests in the past. Both of them have been here twice. The first time Bob Ferguson was interviewed was by Lynn Johnson, and the second time was by me. The first time Tess Hughes was interviewed was by Lynn Johnson, and the second time was by Jacqueline. So if you go to our audios on the website, go to satsang, and then you know start scrolling down through the satsangs, you'll be able to find 2 Bob Ferguson audios and 2 Tess Hughes audios. Also, you can go on YouTube and just look for them, and you'll find them there. You might want to look for, they've been interviewed by Conscious TV, too. So you could watch the Bob Ferguson Conscious TV interview and the Tess Hughes Conscious TV interview and get to know them there as well. They also both are authors. Bob Ferguson is the author of The Listening Attention. Also, Dark Zen, which is actually a novel that points towards truth. And then he's a contributor of a third book called Beyond Mind, Beyond Death. Douglas Harding is also a contributor in that book. Art Tickner is a contributor in that book. But Bob Ferguson is one of them. And then Tess Hughes has a book out that is called This Above All, A Journey of Self-Discovery. So another way to get to know them. So again, our retreat leaders for our fall retreat. The fall retreat again will be Friday, October 20th to Sunday, October 29th. It includes 3 separate 2.5-day retreats. You can sign up for 1, 2, or all 3. And the retreat leaders are, the first retreat will be Gina Lake. The second retreat will be Regina Don Akers. And the third retreat will be Bob Ferguson and Tess Hughes. So that is our meeting. Our next quarterly meeting is scheduled for April 2nd. So it'll be a while before we have another meeting. But feel free to write to me at any time and ask questions. I'm always available. And I got to get out of here because you guys have a mini-series with somebody called Regina Don Akers, and I'm taking her time now. So I'm releasing the mic.
Thank you, Regina.